Baptism is so very important. I fear that sometimes as Christians and even as Baptists who got our name from baptisms, we don't really put enough emphasis upon baptism as we ought. There's so much in the New Testament that we sort of don't pay attention to that we need to pay attention to. The first scripture that I wanted to look at is in Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, it'll probably be on your screen in just a moment, but Mark chapter 1, the book of Mark is the oldest of the Gospels. You've got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but Mark really would come first because it's the oldest one, and then the others followed after Mark. Now, Matthew and Luke and John all start off their Gospel accounts with the birth of Jesus and talk about Bethlehem and the birth of Christ and all of that. Mark, though, didn't start out that way at all. You remember how he started his letter? Some of y'all just studied Mark in your Sunday school classes, I think. But in verse 9 through 11, he starts off with talking about the baptism of Jesus. He says, "It came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan River. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, 'Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" That's what Mark records of the baptism of the Lord Jesus. Certainly God the Father was pleased with his baptism. Now his baptism was not just exactly like mine or like Mackenzie's or like Ms. Marge Henry's, because we're in a different age from what John was baptizing when he baptized Jesus. But I think it's important, and sometimes when I instruct people on being baptized, they say, "Why should I be baptized?" And I think it's right to say, "Because Jesus was." Now, there are a lot of arguments about that, and you get into all kind of big, lofty theological discussions, but I still am simple-minded enough to think, I was baptized, Jesus was baptized, that's good enough reason for me. Because I want to follow and be like Jesus. Now I realize his baptism was not just like Mackenzie's or like mine, because you see, John was baptizing sinners and Jesus was not a sinner. And so his baptism was not for the same purpose that all the others were. But his baptism, and I'll get into that in another sermon sometime, another Bible study as to why Jesus was baptized. But my point is, he was baptized. He felt it necessary to be baptized for whatever purpose he had in mind and God had in mind for him. And we know that God was well pleased with him at his baptism. And I believe that Mackenzie was baptized this morning and that the Father God was pleased at what she did. And we praise God for her and for that. Now then, the next scripture I want to look at is back in Matthew. Just turn back a page to Matthew 28. We call this the Great Commission. The Great Commission. And it says in verse 19 and 20 of Matthew 28. You see, Jesus is getting ready to go back into heaven. He has already died upon the cross. He's already shed his blood for our sins. He's already been buried and raised from the dead. He's gone through all that he was supposed to go through. Actually, in verse 18, Jesus came and spoke unto them and said, and this point is I need to make, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth." So Jesus is saying, "I have all authority." So if I say something about baptism or any salvation or any other subject, if I say Jesus said it, I know I'm on the right track. Because all authority was given to Jesus, and whatever Jesus says is the absolute truth. And we accept that, and that's why we're saved. That's why we're Christians. So Jesus came and said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. And then he said to his disciples, y'all go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, like we did Mackenzie a moment ago, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And then he says, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And of course, one of those things was be baptized. So that would be one thing that we would always go and teach. Teaching them to observe all things, and that does include baptism, whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Jesus said that we were to baptize in water. Now realize there are other kinds of baptism, and we could preach sermons on the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of fire, tribulation, and that kind of thing. But we're talking about baptism, baptized in water, and that's what Jesus is talking about, and it is so very, very important. Here just a few months ago, I baptized a young lady, and I remember she came forward, and she said to me when she came forward at the invitation, I preached on baptism that day, and she said, you know, I never realized that this was so important. I mean, I have been saved. I've even had, about to have a child. I've gotten married and all those things, but I didn't realize how important it was. And she says, I don't want to leave out what is so important in my life. And so as a result, she was baptized right here. Very important that we see the vital importance of baptism. Now, baptism and salvation are not the same thing, and we need to, and that's another subject we could talk about in another sermon. You see, Mackenzie was saved a while back. Is she here? Yonder she is. I keep talking about you, and I can't see you behind Tammy, Mackenzie back there. But she was saved, and according to what she said earlier, Mackenzie was not saved this morning at her baptism, but it was earlier, and she was baptized as a testimony, I have been saved, Jesus Christ is in my heart. Now, I'm one that I do believe that a person can be saved when they are baptized. It may happen at the same moment, and I think probably a lot of times it is, because that is a vivid visual demonstration. I'm following Jesus, and I feel like that sometimes a lot of people, even though they make a decision before, the real decision for salvation is when they're baptized. I see no reason not to think that that could happen at the same moment. But normally, we're saved, and then later, we are baptized. Now, there are several verses here in Acts chapter 2, and I want you to look at that with me for just a moment. Baptism is an act of obedience. That's kind of my first point today. And we all want to obey Jesus. He is the authority. Baptism is an opportunity to be a witness for Christ. Notice in Acts chapter 2 about baptism. It says in verse 38, here's the preacher, his name is Peter. He says unto them, repent. He's preaching repentance. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, that's what the baptism was, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Notice, and with many other words... Peter was a long-winded preacher. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted, saying, save yourselves from this untoward evil generation. And they, notice, that gladly received his word were what? Baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about how many? 3,000 souls. My, what a revival meeting they had on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit descended upon them. They preached the gospel of Christ. 3,000 people were saved and baptized. I don't know how they baptized 3,000 people that day. I believe they did baptize 3,000 that day, and I believe they were all baptized by immersion. I believe that being baptized must be by what we call immersion. Now, what Kinsey did, I baptized her by immersion. The word in the New Testament is the Greek word baptizo. And actually, the translators of the King James Version didn't translate. When they came to that word, they just left it as baptize, baptizo. They didn't translate it. Had they translated it, it would have said, be dipped or dunked in water, because that's what the word means. We don't know why they didn't translate it. But there were so many different ideas. Maybe they didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so they just said baptizo and made up a brand new word, and then people could interpret how they wanted to on that. But the word itself means to dip or to dunk under, and that's the only kind of baptism, I believe, that is New Testament baptism. But on that day, there were 3,000 who were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. The next passage is in Acts 8, and this in Acts chapter 8 is the story of Philip. He was a deacon in the church, but also a preacher. And he came, and the Spirit spoke to Philip and said, go down yonder into Gaza. We hear a lot about Gaza and the Gaza Strip these days. Go down there, and there's a man down there who needs to be saved. So Philip was obedient to the call of God in his life. He went down there, found the chariot, this guy riding in the chariot. He was a black man, I think, from Ethiopia. Being from Ethiopia, you would think he was a dark black man from Ethiopia. He was an official of the queen there, and he was reading from the book of Isaiah, in Isaiah 53, and he was reading along, and Philip comes up and says, do you understand what you're reading? He said, I'm reading this. I've been up to Jerusalem to worship. He was a worshiper. He said, I need someone to instruct me. And so Philip started at the passage in Isaiah 53, and the Bible says, began to preach Jesus unto him. And so he preached and told him about Jesus. He told him about the gospel. And finally, the Ethiopian man, that old black man, he stood up and he said, there's some water. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch, the man, this black man from Ethiopia, said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Here's what Philip said to him. And Philip said unto him, here we go. I get over here, Adam. You're doing a great job. And Philip said unto him, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And so I baptized Mackenzie. I was baptized myself because I believed in Jesus with all my heart. I baptized Ms. Marge Henry there later in her life because she believed with all her heart. Philip said to this man, if you believe with all your heart, you may. So he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What happened? And he commanded the chariot to stand still. I guess the chariot was pulled by horses, don't you imagine? And somebody said, whoa, and stopped the chariot. And they went down both into the water, Philip, the deacon, preacher, evangelist, and the Ethiopian man. They both went down into the water. That's what baptism is. Baptism is being immersed, or dipped, or dunked in the water. They both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Well, there are many other passages we could look at this morning. I don't really have time to look at all of them, but you can look in your Bible at the times when they were baptized. Cornelius was baptized in Acts chapter 10, verse 47. Lydda, the seller of purple, the lady was baptized. Acts chapter 16 and verse 15. The Philippian jailer, the guy that was in the jail, and Peter preached to him, and Paul preached to him and said, you need to be baptized. And they said that he accepted Christ as Savior, and he was baptized the same night, baptism at midnight in a prison place. And he baptized this man. It's an opportunity for us to witness, and there are many passages which help us to understand that. I was listening to Charles Stanley on YouTube yesterday. I know some of you watch Charles Stanley. I know, Carolyn, you seem to like him a lot, and I do too. And I looked at his sermon, and you could look it up. It's really, I told Anna, I said, man, that's a great sermon on why should a person be baptized in water. And so actually Charles Stanley, and I'll use his idea, he had six reasons for being baptized. So if you're taking notes, you can just put Brother Stanley through David notes here. Number one, here was his first reason for being baptized. The first reason is, it is commanded by Jesus. For me, that's enough. If Jesus says it, I want to do it, and you ought to also. It is commanded by Jesus. Number two, it is a public confession of faith. You see, I believe in the New Testament that it doesn't say anything about them walking an aisle and saying a prayer and shaking a preacher's hand and being voted and all that kind of a thing. And I really believe that when they were baptized, this was the visible way of saying, I have accepted Christ Jesus. I believe in Him with all my heart. I'm being baptized, and I will show by my baptism that I really mean what I said, that I really believe in the Lord Jesus. In other words, I think in the New Testament, it was a confession of faith. So while Mackenzie had an experience sometime in the past, yet the real experience she'll probably remember more than any other is, I was baptized that Sunday morning on October the 20th down in Dirks, Arkansas. And that morning I let everybody know that I really meant business, that I really became a Christian, that I really am saved, that I really want to follow Jesus. That's what baptism is all about. It is a confession of faith. So someone who is not willing to be baptized, and they say, oh, Brother David, I was saved. Yes, I know for sure I was saved. It's been 6 months or 6 years or 50 years ago, I really believe, but I've never been baptized. Then I really doubt in my mind whether or not you know what you're talking about, because I really don't think that you do. I believe that if you were really saved, you would desire to follow Jesus and be obedient to Him. And He says, be baptized. So how can you say, I'm saved, I believe in Jesus, I'm obeying Him, and refuse baptism? You can't do that. I know you want to, and a lot of people out in the world say, well, I'll be saved, I just won't ever be baptized. But I don't believe it's scripturally true that that can take place. One who is saved will desire to be obedient to Christ and will want to be baptized. A public confession. Number three, it is a picture of what happens to you in salvation. And that's why Mackenzie was dunked in the water and what I was dunked in the water. You see, you die with Christ when you believe in Him. You die with Christ as though you were on the cross of Calvary with Him. You die unto sin in Jesus. Then you are buried. You remember Jesus was buried, and we put a Mackenzie in the watery grave. We said we buried her in the water. I was buried like that also. And then when she came up out of the water, it's like resurrection. So that baptism is a picture of the death, the burial, and the resurrection. It proclaims the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Number four, you identify, Charles Stanley says, with the body of Christ, which is the church. And by being baptized this morning, Mackenzie identified herself with the church, which is the body of Christ, which is worldwide on every continent in all the world, a part of the great body of Christ, and becomes identified with the body of Christ. Number five, it drives a stake down, Charles says, to declare that I'm a follower of Jesus. You know, when you drive a stake down, it says, this is my land. Back in the gold rush days or the land rush days, wasn't it? I was at Shawnee, Oklahoma, and up in that area of Oklahoma recently at Enid. And they have all that stuff where they started the land rush, you know. And they would go and riding their horses and bicycles and everything else. You remember that story and you've seen it in the movies. And they would go out and drive a stake on their property. This is mine. And baptism is, as Charles Stanley says, driving a stake to declare I'm a follower of Jesus. Number six, it affirms your belief in Christ, His death, His burial, and His resurrection. Some of us older people remember Paul Harvey. Y'all remember Paul Harvey? I still wish he was on the radio all the time. Paul Harvey was, it says in Guidepost magazine, and this is where I found that. He says, one summer, me and my wife went on a vacation out in Arizona. We went to Cave Creek, Arizona. He said, sometime earlier, I had really been saved in the motel room. I got under great conviction for my sin. And he said, in that motel room, I prayed, asked the Lord to forgive me and come into my heart. He says, on this particular Sunday, we decided to go to that little church in Cave Creek, Arizona. He said, we went to that little church. There were only 12 people were there. But he said the preacher got up and preached on the importance of baptism. And he said, I never had thought too much about it until that day. But after that sermon, I said, all right, I want to be baptized. So Paul Harvey was baptized on that day in that little church in Arizona. And this is what Paul Harvey said in Guidepost magazine. He said, I went forward, I was baptized. And since my baptism, I have never felt or been the same since. He said, since that day, I can't stop singing about Jesus. The importance of baptism in the Bible. Well, we come to the end of the message today, and there are many other things we could talk about this morning. I hope it has gotten you interested in going to your Bible. Go to YouTube. Go to the internet. Look up some of these. I listened to a sermon by Adrian Rogers. We think he's one of the best, don't we, Mike? Yeah, I listened to a sermon, Carolyn, by Charles Stanley. And there's just all kinds of messages by great preachers. And you could just learn so much sitting there at your computer listening to these men of God. As a matter of fact, it might be worth your time instead of some of that foolish stuff you look at all the time on your computer, learning. I just think it's a wonderful gift for all of us to be able to do all of that. This morning, have you been saved? I hope we all have been. If not, you can be saved today. Have you been saved and you've been putting off being baptized because you felt like it wasn't important, and you've seen today it is vitally important? And you may need to come forward at the invitation and say, Brother Dave, I believe that Jesus has come into my heart and I need to be baptized and I want to follow Him in baptism. We'd be happy to baptize you. Let's stand and pray. Our Heavenly Father, we've talked about baptism. We've even taken a picture of a lot of folks in the church who have been baptized. And we saw the baptism of a precious young lady. Lord, I pray that your Spirit has been leading us. I feel that He has. And if there's a decision by anyone that needs to be made, I pray they'll make it today, right now. Not wait until they're an old, old lady like Marge was, but they'll do today what they feel you want them to do. Just as they are, Father, help them to make the right decision. Maybe they've already been baptized, Lord, and they want to join the church. I pray they'll do that. In Jesus' name, amen.